Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you're looking for interior advice, guidance, the Home Squad are with me this Thursday afternoon to help you solve your home interior dilemmas. Kate O'Driscoll from Victorian Rath Mines on social media is with me, as is former winner of Home of the Year, Jenny Sheehan, who many of you will know as Workers Cottage from social media too. Good afternoon. Thanks a million for joining us. We're talking about floors today, floors and rugs. Yeah, so your top tip, Jenny, for people who are considering a change, like myself, to the downstairs flooring?
I would say know the materials, because certain materials are very good in certain spaces and some don't work at all. For example, certain types of laminate in a kitchen is a no-go.
Okay.
And then some materials might look amazing, but they'll require certain level of upkeep. So just really be aware of the material going in and then think about how it looks after that.
What's your advice?
I also think about what floor is underneath. If you've no insulation on that floor, maybe steer a little bit clear of tiles and stuff like that, because it'll feel very cold. So then I typically go for wood, or maybe some of those cool engineered floors that have like cork back on them and stuff like that. So definitely consider if it's insulated or not.
But presumably, though, if you're ripping up what's there to redo it, could you not look at insulation then?
Absolutely, yeah. But it's a big job. It's a big job.
God, right. That's what I'm going to have to start with. Yeah, it's a big job and probably a pricey job too, is it?
Yeah, usually is, because it requires excavation, digging down to do a proper insulated slab. But you could do thinner levels of insulation kind of under a laminate floor sometimes.
Right. Listener questions. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Listener Jenny is looking for information about, is it Amtico flooring?
Amtico, yeah.
What is that, first of all?
Amtico is a brand that they're probably asking about luxury vinyl tiles. So that's kind of what they've been mostly known for. And those are made from vinyl, which is really, you know, a reinforced lino, and they're really, really popular because they're effectively bulletproof. They can be, you know, they look very, very realistic if what you're looking for is wood or even certain types of tile. They feel quite nice. They can be a little bit soft. They work really well with underfloor heating. So I'm all for them. There's a few brands. So Amtico is one brand. Carindeen is another brand. And then I have Moduleo, which I really have 5 years on, I'm really, really happy with. So
yeah, it's the durability. This listener's looking for info about castings compared to laminate and wood.
Highly, highly durable, and they'll work in any area. You can put them in your kitchen, you can put them in your bathroom, you can put them anywhere. And as I said, they work with underfloor heating, so they're really, you know, really, really versatile. I can't really think of a downside, to be honest. I just really like them.
Is it lino though?
No, well, yeah, it's lino.
We had lino at home years ago and I just can't stand Lino
has come a long way, and I genuinely, if there's somebody,
it's posh lino, is it?
It's posh lino. It's come a long way, but it's not in one roll. So do you remember you go shopping for lino?
Oh God,
like
my back. It's harsh.
Make a cape out of it. It has come a long, 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 long way. So they've rebranded themselves as luxury vinyl, and they also come in individual tiles. So they're laid as kind of individual, almost like planks of wood, really.
Yeah. Right. Kate, listener looking for advice about what they want. Real wood in their kitchen and dining area. Mm. We've looked at laminate, but we like a border idea around the edges. Maybe something like a herringbone. Does laminate come like this?
Laminate typically wouldn't, but you'd have to have two different types of laminate flooring and maybe build the pattern that way. But ideally, you're looking for something maybe that's engineered. So like you do an engineered wood floor. Engineered wood floor works better than solid wood with, you know, underfloor heating and that kind of thing. And especially if there's moisture, like in a kitchen.
Someone told me before, don't put engineered wood in the kitchen.
It depends.
Oil and cooking and stuff.
It depends on the finishes. I had a wood floor in my kitchen last time, not in the working space, but on the far side. You do get grease spots depending on what kind of finishing oil or lacquer you have. So go for a very durable lacquer and I think it'll be a bit more robust.
Our upstairs carpet is... We have, carpet in the upstairs of the house. It's very noisy with a squeaky underfloor. Any advice on that?
Oh, that's a tricky one. And the carpet's already down.
Yeah.
It's something that really should be tackled before the carpet goes down, like that the ply is really screwed down. You do lots of squeak tests. Maybe there's insulation under there if you were doing a big job, but it's tricky to fix after the fact.
Yeah, it's hard to know what it could be. It could be like a floorboard underneath it that you have to peel the whole thing back. It's not an easy job to fix.
I have an old oak floor in my living room, which is very yellow, says this listener. Also horrible orange red deal floors in my kids' bedrooms. What's the best way to get these looking fresh and more modern? I want a lighter, natural, neutral brown tone if possible. I like natural wood. I'd rather restore the existing floors rather than go down the route of a laminate.
Yeah, we're all for restoration. Yeah. So you get in a professional to sand them back. It's not... you know, it's a common job. It's something you will pay for, but it'll be totally worth it. I'm so with you on the restoration. If you've got beautiful planks, the colour is really, really easy to change. So you get somebody in, you get them sanded down and you get them restained or re-lacquered.
Yeah. And I'm with the listener on the whole deal and getting rid of the knots. A deal is typically what's in a lot of Irish houses and typically it has a lot of knots. So I like a darker stain on those to hide the knots. And personally, I've used a brand called Osmo. Okay. And they have a lovely colour if they're looking for that deep colour called Terra. You can do one or two coats depending on how deep you want the colour.
Okay.
And then do a lovely matte top oil.
How do you feel about that nearly chocolate brown kind of very dark, dark wood colour in small areas?
I love it. I love it.
I have it all over my house.
Yeah, really, yeah. It's really nice.
I love the idea of that. It's nearly black. It's so dark.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of that herringbone. But I just wonder in a small area, will it look really bad?
I think it's really nice. I think there's so, like, flooring isn't really a huge issue because, I mean, unless you're going with like black litter tiles or something, especially in a small area, it's going to be mostly covered with furniture. Obviously, you can put rugs down on top of it as well if you find it too dark. But I think it's so classy, so timeless. It's very hard to go wrong with a lovely dark wood. Mm.
Is herringbone a trend? Is this going to date?
No, herringbone's around for hundreds of years. I think it just has to be used in the right way, in the right space. If my house is a very modern house, I'm not sure I'd put herringbone floors. I might go with chevron, which is a bit more contemporary or something, which is a different kind of similar pattern. But I think it's timeless because it's been around since the 1600s, probably earlier.
Okay, so you could put it down and rest assured that in 20 years' time it'll still be
definitely
on trend.
You see it all over, like French houses, especially Parisian apartments, like really old, really, you know, beautifully kept Parisian apartments. They'll all boast about having their original herring wood floors. But you're right, it's the pattern and the style. So if you're in, you know, a small room, a small plank works really well because it just kind of visually is more repetitive. Big room, bigger plank works really well. And then, it's never going to be out of style.
087 1400 106 if you have a question for Kate and Jenny here in the Home Squad today. Listener has a really small sitting room, looking to put a new wooden floor in. What style would suit, plus what rug size? Does the rug just go under the coffee table? Go back to the first part of that.
Never.
Yeah, okay, my rugs are far too small.
I'm coming in hard on the rugs. It's one of the biggest mistakes people make with rugs. The rule is it needs to go underneath the furniture that's surrounding it. Now, maybe you won't get it underneath the every single leg on the furniture, but at a minimum it needs to go underneath the front two legs of all of the chairs and pieces of furniture that are surrounding
it. But then hang on, but if you're going to spend a fortune putting down this floor, right, and now we've this huge rug that's going to go under the legs of the furniture, you're not going to see the floor.
In a small room, maybe you won't.
Yeah, it'll take up a lot of it. But ideally, like depending on the shape and size of the room, you want your furniture a little out from the wall rather than right tucked into the wall. If you have a bit of bit of space around it, it's better. But yeah, I'm with Jenny. Like if you undersize a rug, it just makes the room look piecemeal and not pulled together, I think.
It shrinks the room. It's kind of...
You're never coming to my house. Either of you.
And then, listener, for a small room, as we said, get herringbone. Herringbone's lovely. Have a look at LVT.
It works well in small spaces, doesn't it?
Yeah, go for a smaller plank in small spaces. Yeah.
Okay. Listener looking for advice. They have a dark grey laminate floor through all of the downstairs of their house. An open plan, very large area. We have a support pillar in the middle of the kitchen, which we knocked when getting a new kitchen. The pillar left a 4-foot by 3-foot gap, which my husband filled badly with the old floor as we didn't change the floor at the time. It's not in an area where a rug can cover it. So any ideas what we can do?
Some good mastic or filler in a colour match to the floor as much as you can. It's hard to fix patches of laminate like that. You'll always have a trim or something around edges, so you'll always see a cut edge. But yeah, trying to get a wood filler to match the same colour, or a mastic would be like a kind of a silicone that's dyed to the colour of the floor, and try and fill it in and smooth it that way would be your best bet, I think.
Do
you need a professional for this if the husband's made a hames of it?
I would always say in those instances, Ken, because there's tools to cut laminate that it's just hard to replicate. The other thing you could do, and maybe this is for a professional as well, is if it just isn't working and you can't match it and your eye keeps catching it, then maybe lean into the difference. Like, could you put in like a crazy couple of tiles or just something that looks a bit cool or different? Or maybe it's like uplighting, depending on the size of the little hole in the ground. Or I don't know, put a load of like pennies.
4 foot by three.
Down there.
Well, if they
that's
have...
It's not that small.
Do they have a lot more of the floor left, I would say pull up all the full pieces that are around it. Don't try and join any cut pieces. And I think you'll probably get a cleaner look, but that's a lot of flooring to have in your attic, maybe.
Listener looking for advice on what floor works best with underfloor heating?
It depends. Like, lots of floors work well with it. Natural stone takes a bit longer to heat up, but then holds the heat lovely. Engineered wood, 100% if you're going wood, though.
Yeah, really natural wood doesn't. Carpet isn't great. And then most other things are pretty good.
I love when we have to settle a debate. My wife and I argue nicely over this. Should a dining table have a rug under it?
Only if it's big enough rug that when you pull the chairs out, they don't come off the rug.
Agreed.
Okay.
Now, that's a huge rug.
I think as well that potentially one of this pair is worried about food and stains and things like that on the rug, which is something that would be in my mind as well. So something that's easy to clean would be my second addition.
Jenny Sheehan, Kate O'Driscoll, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Home Squad this Thursday afternoon. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E-M-E-T-I-C-S.com/cozy.